Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've done something called Tech Talks in the past, and you're about to start those again.
Yes. Tech Talks is one of my more popular programs that I've started doing in Hunt County. We focus on smart devices and helping individuals that are either new or just need refresher courses or just have general questions get through those. This semester, we're going to be starting in September. It's going to be at the Hunt County Extension Office in Greenville there on Washington Street. And I'm going to do it a little bit different this time. We're only going to do two sessions on September 12th and September 19th. And I'm going to split it up so that at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Apple devices come in. And then at 3 o'clock, have Android devices come in. What I found in the past is that oftentimes, when I'm going back and forth between the two different functions, the same function on the different devices, people can get confused because they're listening to the one rather than their specific device. And so I'm going to try to split it up, and that way we can all talk about either Apple devices for an hour and a half or Android devices for about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm.
This is Wednesday, September 12th. And Wednesday, September 19th.
Yes.
What time of day?
The Apple devices are going to be at 1 o'clock and Android devices at 3 o'clock.
Okay, I wasn't listening carefully.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Just repeat it.
You know, and I will reveal my ignorance here. Apple, I know. Android is a more generic type term, though.
Correct.
Right? Android refers to...
Well, let me back up. Apple devices run on an iOS operating system.
Right. Uh-huh.
And whereas Androids really cover... quite a large,
yeah.
A lot of different phones run on Android.
Almost everything else,
right.
Basically.
Right. And a lot of times you either have people that are Apple and Macintosh people,
right.
Or they're not.
Oh, yes.
And you see that a lot. And so splitting them up, I think, will actually help the two groups.
Sure.
Especially, you know, because a lot of times we get people that are very, very new to technology, whether it be the phone itself, email, texting, the apps, and a lot of times people have gotten a phone from their child or grandchild, mm-hmm. and just left to their own devices, and they really don't understand what to do with it. And I've had people that really don't even understand how to make a call come to this class before. And so then when we're talking about terms like Wi-Fi or apps, you know, to us, it's something common that we talk about all the time and we truly understand it. But there, it's this foreign thing. They're not used to it and they're nervous. They're nervous about this device. They don't want to touch it. They don't want it to, you know, they put it down and they don't want to mess with it. And what's the fun of having one if you're not going to mess with it?
There are so many things that I get, you know, I'm perhaps on the edge of the age that you are targeting here. So there are so many things it can do, which is a, you know, fantastic thing, but it can also be a frustrating thing.
Right.
But it is quite complicated. And
it
there
is.
Are so many different functions, and okay, you bump the wrong thing sometimes and it goes off and does something
yeah.
you're not expecting it to do.
Well, and I say this often, the reason why I decided to kind of develop this program and start doing it is my father. I was constantly getting phone calls from him about something that he had done to his phone and not really understand. And he, you know, really, for being of a good age, he's doing pretty good. And, you know, his fingers are large fingers. And so he sometimes has trouble typing and things.
Oh, yeah.
But he's doing really good. I am proud of him. But, you know, especially now, and every time they come out with a new operating system, something changes just a little bit. And if you're not used to it and you're not careful, I was texting, it was both of them one time, and my mom and my dad, and my mother had turned me on Do Not Disturb, and so she wasn't getting notifications that I was messaging her. And I was like, why is she ignoring me? She normally doesn't. And so I get her phone, and she's like, well, I don't have any idea how I did that. And so it's just, you know, really without even knowing what they've done, sometimes they've turned a setting on or off. And so it's just really kind of troubleshooting to find out what we're doing. And then also getting them comfortable with their own devices to say, oh, I can play around with this and it's not going to break. I can actually get in there and mess with it and change some settings and see it and make it kind of the way that I want to.
We're talking with Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Is there any one particular incident or moment that stands out from these events that you've had that was...
Oh, yeah.
Amusing.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
Yeah.
But some of my favorite definitely are the ones that come in and they've never even made a phone call.
Sure.
And they don't even understand what it is. And, you know, most of them have icons that are a phone, but it's just so foreign to someone that's used to a office phone that you pick up a receiver.
A phone on
and
the
you
wall.
Spoke, you know,
yeah.
You speak into it.
With an actual dial.
Right. And, you know, oftentimes the microphones, it's hard to find and you don't know where to put your ear. And yes, it is. It's the first time I ever did this program, when I got back to the office, I was completely drenched. I had walked like nearly my entire 10,000 steps in the hour, that just running around from person to person. And it was very, I was just I was done. But it's gotten, I've kind of figured out a little bit more, you know, over time of doing this program. Oh. And we're kind of working out some of the kinks. But yeah, I get some really funny things. It is really funny.
So that's coming up Wednesday, September 12th and 19th in Greenville. And you hope to have some in Commerce.
Yes. And I usually try to alternate that back and forth. And so hopefully in the spring, we'll do another series in Commerce.
And then we're almost out of time. But you have restarted a series of programs for grandparents raising grandchildren. That meets Wednesdays in Commerce.
Yes, and so this is a partnership with Commerce ISD, and we started this last fall, and we're going to pick it back up. We didn't meet during the summer. And so this is a really good group. You know, one of the groups that is raising kids right now is grandparents, and it's different than raising children. You know, when you're a grandparent, you're in a different role, and not only the different generation gap that's between you now, but there's a lot that you're facing that you're not used to facing. You've been out of that particular time in your life, and you're having to go back to it. During the school year, we meet the first Wednesday of the month at 1 p.m. And at the Family Services Building, if for some reason they do have children that aren't in school yet, we have a room that has a TV and some VCRs and some toys. And so if they need to bring another child, we have space for them.
Okay, good. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.